Hello, everyone. It is day 9 of the 25 Days of Christmas Countdown podcast. And today's topic is favorite holiday activities.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
In the house today, we have myself, Dee Dolores Davis.
Yes, and Enviria Davis Bennett.
And we also have, rounding out the group today, Shapira Davis.
Later in our podcast, we are also going to be talking about, as well as favorite holiday activities, we're going to be talking about activities that you could possibly do with the family. If you, mm-hmm. some in which you probably have already done or already doing, and maybe there yes. might be a couple that you'll decide to do this year yeah. with the fam.
Absolutely.
So, starting off, I actually am going to say my favorite holiday activity is watching Christmas movies.
Well, of course.
Yes. Always. Yes. You know, first and foremost, I mean, perfect example, the weather we've got going outside today, it's quite frightful. So, you know, the only thing I really care to do is be curled up in my PJs with, a nice warm cup of anything that's warm.
Yes.
And just binge watch my favorite TV shows.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
Because it's like, I mean, I would love to have a fireplace, maybe one day though. But but yes, that is definitely something that I look forward to. And I'm not even, it can't just be like, it's a Christmas movie, press play. It's got to be like the kind that when you get done watching it, it's a feel good.
Yes,
like,
those feel good Christmas movies.
Yes.
So, I love those kinds of Christmas movies.
And so I'm kind of a Christmas movie snob. And
come on, how do you feel about the Hallmark Channel? Because you know that is my jam.
Hallmark is I can roll with some Hallmark.
Okay.
There's a couple of them
they
that
get me
I've,
sometimes, but I can't get down.
But that's because you're not one that's for the
I
easy,
am too. I like
cheesy
it's
that can
easy
get
love.
You.
I
it's
do
easy.
Too.
Like cheesy.
Think about it. We have that's why we have all these drama movies and drama shows.
Yeah.
There's and usually at the end you don't always get that great ending that you want.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know,
true.
Hallmark
always
get the same
gives you that.
Thing.
It comes through every time.
Know. Hallmark
right?
comes through every
yes,
time.
They do.
And you know what? It's like the concoct. It's always like this. Kind of girl, this type of job, this kind of house, this kind of family. It's always the same recipe
in
almost all the Hallmark movies. It's like cut, let's put it together.
Not. Hallmark is great.
Just changing it up there.
Yes. Now, yes, I guess. But
yes.
We grew up, our mom watched Hallmark movies.
Yes,
and
she
so
did.
It's always
and
been
the black
our
and
home.
Whites.
Oh, yeah, we watched the oldies
black
movies.
Yes.
I mean, our dad would come walking in and all of my mom and all of us would be sitting watching TV
crying.
All of us crying. And my dad would be like, what y'all watching up in here? Wow, it's coming here.
Yeah.
Y'all crying around.
Yeah. True.
Why y'all watching if you go be crying around?
Yeah, he didn't get it.
He didn't understand. We were like, you just don't understand. Yeah. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful.
But
even sometimes the black and whites had those sad endings. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what? So yes, that's true.
That's why Hallmark, man. I'm telling you.
Hallmark always comes
through.
All
right, all right, all
right.
Good job.
Open my eyes.
Good job.
Keep
going Hallmark. Yes. Good job.
All right, fine. Well, what about your guys' then?
Oh my goodness.
Favorite holiday activities.
That's the thing about the holidays, which is so fun, is that there's so many things that you can do over the holidays. I mean, yeah, you can do stuff anytime. Yeah. But over the holidays, you can go ice skating. You can do that anytime. Yes, I know. Yeah, but there's something about Christmas ice skating over the holidays
season, yeah.
You know, drinking mm-hmm. your hot cider or your hot cocoa mm-hmm. you know, to warm up, just hearing the Christmas music. I think that's what it is that
I have
there's
never
holiday
been.
Music in the
not
air
not during Christmas season. I've never been ice skating
really?
During Christmas
oh,
season
yes it's
actually,
so fun
so I mean, oh, let me say
it's
this.
So fun.
Outdoors.
To music. Yeah, okay.
Okay. I know there's a difference. It's a different feel.
Yes. So, it is a different feel to be outdoors.
Indoors, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes. To have the Christmas music going, to look around, seeing all of the decorations downtown. Okay. And it's just a fun experience. It really is, until a little kid rolls over your feet with their Oh. But it's all a part of the experience. Yeah. It's all part of the fun. Or you could have the opposite experience and be struggling to skate and then have a little kid skating circles around you.
Exactly. You can do it. You can do it.
Oh, but, you know, it's still fun because they're encouraging. But yes, that's always fun. Ice skating. I love building. I mean, this is like one of those closet wonders. Building gingerbread houses. You know, when we have those building gingerbread houses, when we have
the
family gatherings, you know, and everybody
turned into kind of like a contest of some sort.
That's
almost
what I'm saying. It was supposed to be a contest for the kids, right? And I was just like going for it, and I was going all out and being like, yeah, getting it.
Yeah.
And the kids would be like,
hey, where's all the such and such?
Where's all the coconuts?
And then she'd have
the where's all the Christmas snow? And I'd be like, poof.
Yep.
Poof.
Yes. She...
But I was having fun. And then they saw that I was getting into it, and then it helped inspire them to go a little further with their gingerbread when my gingerbread house had a pool and a security gate.
Okay.
And a car parked in the driveway.
You were building your dream home.
Yes, she went
this
in.
Had to be
she
secretly.
Went she went you know, in. But you know, hey, you know, it's
yes.
It's, she went there.
And I always love starting that decorating process with family, to decorate the house, the tree. Just decorating, any decorating with family. Mm-hmm. And holiday parties.
They are a lot of fun. Okay. I mean, because you can dress up, you can do the ugly sweaters, there's all the games. And of course, my favorite part of the holidays, and that is, let's be honest, it's the food. I just came here for the food. That's my favorite activity, is being able to all the things that you normally wouldn't cook throughout the year.
Yes.
That you get to have during this
time. Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then you're like, it's the holidays. I'm gonna eat it. I deserve this. I'm going for the gonna eat the desserts.
I know,
the
no
eggnog.
Guilt.
Oh my god.
No guilt in the
holidays.
Rules
change.
You're just guilt-free.
The rules do actually change around the holidays. I don't know where the rules are written, but they change.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Somehow.
It's just, you know, just the freedom and just enjoying that time. I'm just, you know, trying different things and the baking, all that. You just, it's just so
Christmas
much
goodies.
Enjoyable.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I totally agree with you. And I'm going to actually see if there's, every year I do want to try something I've never tried before.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess.
Ice skating?
No, I'm talking about food.
Oh, food.
Yes. I'd be open to trying ice skating or things like that. But outdoor activity. Now, I'm just going to be honest. I'm the sister that I really struggle during wintertime.
Like this weather. That's because you're always cold.
Yes. But it's crazy because
we've
lived
in,
South Dakota for a long time. Mm-hmm. More years than I'd like to admit. But I never have fully adjusted to winter. I mean, I've gotten through winter, but I've never been like, yes, when I will, you
but
would never have said me say yes,
one
winter.
Yes.
Born in a summer month.
Yeah.
Out of all of the
yes,
siblings.
I was born in the summer. True. And my apartment right now, I can't, even though I'm not there, I can already picture it right now. I'm sure the thermostat is probably on 80.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness.
She always.
It's just because it's an old apartment, and so the heat doesn't circulate all the way through.
Roasting warm.
I love to be toasty. So, you know, outdoor winter activities has never been on my list.
But it's only for a little, a short time.
Yes. So I would say I need to be open. Like, I've tried skiing at least once, and I actually wasn't too bad.
That is one thing I have not tried. I have never gone skiing. I remember I wanted to be all-time snowboarder. I wanted to be a snowboarder. Like, I wanted to snowboard.
I could see that.
Dad never wanted us to go skiing or snowboarding.
He always was saying about hurting yourself. You're breaking your neck. You're breaking your neck. Yeah. No chiropractor bills.
So, you know. I was like, Dad. So I never really tried skiing, but that's definitely something that I want to do. Maybe that'll be something,
something I
do this
Christmas. It's actually a lot of fun, except for the chairlift situation.
I agree.
I went with my middle school, and it was you do get the opportunity to go through like a little tutoring
like
part.
They give you
opportunity to, you know. So, and then it's time. Let's go on up on the ski lift. And honestly, going up there, going through the air, all that was fine. It was just
getting off
every time. Yo, every time I got off, I fell off every time, and they would have to stop the stop the conveyor every time because I would just sprawl out all over this, and then it would be backing up all the people trying to get off. So I would be that was the only part that sucked about it, is just having to land that, getting off of
to
that
get off
time.
You had to do it just right.
Wait,
though
did
and
I,
if you're a novice, you don't know. Yeah. Amateur, you don't know. Yeah, you
did.
Yeah,
I hear you correctly that you went with your middle school.
Yes,
because
I did.
That is when I was supposed to go, and father would not let me
you know
go.
How
we already know
we get
the
parents.
The, every generation they get a little bit more lenient. You were in the generation of the do's. We were in the relation the generation of the don't. You can't.
Yep.
Can't. So
that's all I can say to that one.
Sis, all you gotta tell us is thank you. Thanks.
We paved the way for your holiday activity of skiing.
Yes. So we sisters appreciate each other. We definitely do.
Yes.
So on our suggestions for activity ideas, just a few that we would like to suggest. And, you know, some of these activities you could do just with a group of friends. Some could be with your family. So just a few would be, this one, I could not wait to mention this one because I mentioned this to it. I think it was one of my, And it's called a candy cane or Christmas candy hunt.
Yeah.
And
hunt.
It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt. And so it's for somebody that has kids, you know, if you have more than one kid specifically, but even if you have one kid, but you hide little candy canes around the house. And instead of getting like an Easter basket, they do it in like a Christmas stocking.
Oh,
how adorable,
that is
right?
Cute. Yes.
I was, I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh, it made me want to have a little one just so I could have a Christmas candy cane hunt. But I thought that was perfect. It goes, you know, it kind of transfers over. Hey, instead of Easter egg hunt, candy cane hunt. So there's that. Or, of course, easy, build a snowman. You know,
do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, yay.
Want to go and play?
Yes, you can build a snowman with the family. And Shapiro already actually mentioned the gingerbread houses.
But making
gingerbread cookies, on the other hand.
Yes, the little gingerbread man.
Yes.
You guys have to tell me how you feel about the
gingerbread cookies.
So like gingerbread period. Like, do you guys like the gingerbread flavor?
No. You like to make them so you can put frosting on them.
Right.
Decoration
so you
only.
Can make the gingerbread man with gumdrop buttons.
Oh, she cannot, cannot hesitate or let a moment pass without doing some kind of impersonation.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I'm a fan.
I'm not a fan of eating.
I feel like
them.
It's just very, it's a love it or hate it thing. It's just so strong.
Actual gingerbread, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the only time that gingerbread is like, woo! Is when you get a chance to dip it in hot cocoa.
Oh,
and then it helps soften. That's
a good balance.
Soften
I would
cookie.
Agree. Oh.
That's cute. Because it is like a crisp. And that's like, what some people like about the gingerbread, the crisp,
the snap,
cookiness, you know. But I like to dip it in that hot cocoa, and then the balance.
I'll take gingerbread
really
over fruitcake any day.
Okay. Let's not even get started on fruitcake.
Not a holiday
I don't know.
Of mine.
We have talked about this so many times. I think we just find a very low number of people that we know
that's
actually
very true.
Eat fruitcake.
Very true.
Listeners, if you guys are fruitcake lovers, please tell us, like, first of all, how it is that you like it, and second, what is there something you eat with it that, you know, it goes well with? Maybe that's room for a secret or something. I have no idea.
I've tried eating it with things.
We have tried. We have.
I feel like no matter how many times said to myself, I don't like fruitcake, somehow I think sometime I'm going to like it. It's going to change.
No.
And so I try it again. I do this to myself again. And as I'm chewing it, I'm like, you know, you don't like this.
Why did you do this?
I know. Oh, gosh.
I know. So if you like fruitcake, more power to you, because I'm sure the fruitcake makers are very grateful for you around the holidays.
Yes, but they don't get support from the sisters. We just tried. But we'll try something else instead.
Maybe you guys can create the fruitcake that everybody likes.
Challenge accepted. I put some butter on that. just makes things so much better.
There you go.
But yes, so definitely no on that. But yes, on family Christmas lights. So pretty much just going and touring,
looking at Christmas lights. That's always fun. Yep.
Tubing.
Ooh, yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Christmas tubing. Tubing.
Did you go tubing as well, Anviria?
Yes,
in fact it was the same day we got to go skiing. We went tubing. Oh goodness. Yes, and again, me having issues with this one was having issues getting started.
Oh wow.
Because pretty much what it is, I don't even know the exact terms, but pretty much what it is this tube that has a little hook on there, and there's this little conveyor belt that comes around and has little hooks that grab onto your tube, and then it takes you up the hill while you're sitting on the tube.
Oh, okay.
But the problem is, if you ain't got that contraption on there right, there's just something on there that can ricochet back, and mine was kept slapping back on me so it was hurting every time, and everybody else was just getting connected up there, just all eating.
What's going on? Hey.
And I'm back here trying to get connected and slap, slap, slap. So that was the only thing that I didn't care for about the tubing, but other than that, the going down.
Wow.
It is a lot of fun.
Congratulations to you, because I had to walk up stairs. You tube down. It's like, woo! What? And then you get back down. But if you want to have some more fun, you fix it to walk up these stairs to get back to the top of the tubing.
Oh, no.
What?
Hey.
I'm sorry.
It was that kind of thing, I guess.
I am sorry.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know anything about that. I really didn't.
Tubing. So my tubing was obviously not as high class as your experience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Apparently not.
Yes.
Well,
but there's always other things.
Sledding, which I know we haven't done in a very long time, but that's
easy.
You probably, I don't know how much sleds cost these days, but it's probably an easy outing for the family
to do. Yes.
Christmas movie PJ night, which this is on our list this year.
Yes.
We have to do this as
for
a family.
For sure.
We got to each get ourselves some onesies or those ugly Christmas sweaters, something.
Yep.
Yeah. So even if we're not all together, we have to do some kind of virtual something where we're like showing off our gear or something.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Take a picture with Santa. And of course, this is pre-COVID kind of list, you know. Obviously,
did you guys ever take a picture with Santa?
No.
No.
We didn't.
No. Not me neither.
But that's okay, because there's a lot of kids that have gotten to.
Right. So we never did take a picture with Santa.
Nope.
So I guess you're never too old to take pictures with Santa.
It's always a fun opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This one was interesting. Decorate pine cones. So yeah, that was on the list. It's a thing. And some people get really intense, creative. Yeah. Yes. And there's some pretty cool designs. So I'm
That's they make some pretty fun art with pine cones.
Yes.
They make some nice Christmas decor. Mm-hmm.
These are a lot of fun things to do. And that's pretty much the positive thought for today, just to encourage you guys to try something fun. Try whatever makes you feel like a kid again. You're just, get out there, try it, and just let us know about your experiences or just some fun things that maybe we didn't mention that you guys love to do.
Yes.
And that you can it's a good way to spend time with the family too.
Yes.
Over the holidays. So that's awesome. Yes. Good times. Well, I can't wait to hear what activities you all are going to do this holiday season.
Yes.
Don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for today's topic, telling us what activities you like to do over the holidays. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day. Thank you for tuning in to our Davis Sisters podcast.
Until next time, family and friends, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.